I feel the energy of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that something? Something gonna happen here today. The word gonna make something happen in your life today. Say it, the word gonna make something happen in my life today. Say the word and the spirit gonna make some things happen in my life today. I'm ready. God Almighty. God Almighty. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place to minister the word out of my mouth into the heart of every person that is under the sound of my voice. May we connect with the truth today that set us free in every area of our lives. Father, we thank you in advance for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and your love and the communion of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. The term that I'm going to use this morning, I want you to be aware of the fact that it was coined by a young man who was very popular. He's no longer with us in this life, but I guess he's one of the most popular young men that ever lived, according to the world system. Man in the mirror. That thought has been rolling in my heart millions of dollars, probably billions of dollars was spent because of that statement. Yet they didn't have a good look, because the look was only a physical, flesh, mental look, and they wasn't looking in this mirror we're about to look into. Not to belittle it, but yet the world spent millions, probably billions of dollars getting excited about that, and the church do not have enough excitement about their mirror. And so the Lord says, explain some things before I show you the text. It's two texts. I want you to make a note that the mirror we're going to look at is the Word of God. Make a note of that. It's the Word of God. And it's a mirror that deals with inner working. All right? It's a mirror that consists of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. The Word of God and the glory of God is in this mirror, okay? If you don't watch yourself, you're going to miss the denying factor in this mirror. This mirror will lead you to deny yourself. That you can see the real you. Oh my goodness. Deny yourself, all your accolades, all your talent, all your gifts, all your abilities, all your connection. That you can really see the real you. Once you see the real you, you will never look at that other person again. Once you look in this mirror and see the real you in the spirit by revelation and by rhema word, you will never be controlled by that other person again. Then this mirror will cause you to stop mimicking the world. mimicking, you know, the world. Because by not really knowing who we are, we sometimes think the world got it going on. And that we got to become like them to be somebody. All right, I got to get you on this. So, all substitute will be killing your life today. All substitute for who you really are in Christ will be annihilated today. Once you see in the spirit how sweet it is to walk in real power. We're going to have to quit mental ascending to the word and get on the inside of the word and let the word get on the inside of us and do an operation that we never had before. All right, just give me these few minutes. It will quit us from being mesmerized by the world system and worldly people. The world have a tendency, because we're not walking in show power, to paralyze us with some worldly move as if they're so great. There's nobody great without Jesus. What I said? You can bounce around, you can jump, but if you ain't have the real thing, you just waste in fuel. So we got to stop getting mesmerized or being starstruck. Stop looking at all these filthy movies. People are cussing and all up under everybody's clothes and all that stuff. Y'all sitting there talking about a good movie. My man told me to go to the movie, Me and my wife went to the movie. They're cussing like a sailor. I said, I got him walk out. I said, man, when I get back, I'm going to talk to him, though. I said, you don't know me. He went to see the movie twice and then took his son. Then tell me, man, you got to go see it. I'm sitting there, I said, what is this? I thought the boy knew me. We talk about you, Jesus, you know? He don't know me. Listen to this. You got to listen to hear this. I'm going to take you to a text in a minute. I'm trying to prepare you for it. Mundane system or signals are stronger than the signal of the Spirit. We're picking up the wrong signals. This morning, I want to teach you how to pick up the right signal. I want you to know your signal is stronger than any signal that ever been made. I wrote this right before I left out the office. The world's Mickey Mouse ideal about the church. The world has a Mickey Mouse ideal about the church because so many of us are immature. Yes, we need to grow up. Yes. Tell the person next to you, grow up. Yes, and then the ministry of the Holy Spirit is so important. I hope you took some of those notes. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is so important. We need the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. James chapter 1 and 2 Corinthians chapter 3. One text gives us a revelation of the word, and the other text gives us a revelation of the Spirit. You and I both male and female, going to be the man in the mirror this morning. Two verses in James 1. It pays to read more verses, but two verses that are very clear. Well, we'll read three. In the 23rd verse, James 1:23. You there? For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Beholding what?
Natural.
Get that word natural. Say natural.
Natural.
Yeah. You cannot live a Christian life in the natural. And the natural mirror cannot tell you nothing about the supernatural. Don't care how good you look. Don't care what your hairstyle is. Don't care how long you've been in the mirror primping and covering things up. Why you had to say that, huh? I thought about saying that. I said, I'm going to say that. But it cannot tell you who you really are. You see somebody, but you don't know. You're working on somebody, but you don't know who you're working on in the natural mirror. Should I do it now? Let's deal with this natural mirror a minute. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. And we're just in there, we're going to walk through some things. I want to show you what's missing in the church is that the church is trying to naturally walk with God at large. You follow what I'm saying? You can't do it. God is a spirit. God is a revealer. God is a all-knowing. God is sovereign. God is powerful. God is greater. God is mightier. God is stronger. God is eternal. God is supernatural. There should be no problem that sets you aside. We're going to look in the supernatural mirror in a few minutes. But there should be no problem to stop you in your track if you're not functioning. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Naturally. God have set you up that no matter what this world bring, no matter what Satan bring, no matter what life brings in your way, God have set you up to know a route out. To win every time. Listen, there might be a delay, but it's not over. Why? Because I haven't won yet. I'm looking for my winning route from the Holy Ghost. There's a hole that the Holy Ghost has drilled for me to go through. A personal hole. Oh, I heard something. I'm going to tell you. Every time you're dealing with something, the Holy Ghost have a personal route just for you. Listen, when you understand this, your back row is going to become express. See, a lot of times, the reason Christians are not getting the answer, they're on the back row. You know, you go to them little country road, and they take you all around mama house in the little pop and dime store. But, I mean, there's an express in God. So when you learn how to function in the spirit better, it don't be that long anymore. You go right there. You get on the express. I dare you. I get on 44. John get on Interstate 10. Most likely, John and I are going to the same destiny in Baker, Louisiana, most likely. John Mueller be old when I get there. I'm at every red light. Y'all got too many red lights in your life. You're stopping too much. It's time for the expressway to the glory of God, to the, come on here, to the blessing of God. Some of y'all about to catch the expressway today. Things been holding you down, but after you hear what does say the Lord today, you're going to get your route from the Holy Ghost. Stagnation in the spirit. Oh my, what are you saying, Holy Ghost? Stagnation. We've been stagnant in the spirit by taking the supernatural mirror as a natural mirror. Planning when you're supposed to be praying. There's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is death. I don't want nothing that seemed right. I want something right. That outer mirror will make you think things all right. You look at your body and you think you're healthy, but something going on in the inside that the Holy Ghost needs to tell you. First Corinthians 2. I want to look at this natural stuff here for a minute. I'm fitting to cuss. Stop letting the Holy Ghost, stop letting the evil spirit, not the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will get, stop letting the world treat you like a bastard, like you don't have no father. The devil wants you to think you don't have a father. He wants you to think he can rule you, but your daddy have already handled him. What? I'm not a bastard. I got a father. I got a brother called Jesus who shed his blood for me to set me free. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Look at it. I want to read a few verses out of here because this is going to open up this natural mirror because I got it. I don't know, we got to get out there. I want to get a little bit in the supernatural, but the natural mirror got to be corrected. You see, look what the ninth voice says, 1 Corinthians 2, 9. But it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. See? What God had prepared for us? Romans 8:28. What God got prepared for me? Romans 8:28. Look at it. Look at Romans 8:28. What do God have prepared for me? Say it. And we know. Why we know? Why we know? We're not looking naturally. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, for them who are called according to his purpose. But as long as you're looking in that mirror natural, you're not going to know that. Hey! Some of you all sitting right here never knew who you were. You've been in church, you've been baptized with water, you've been taking communion, but you have never known who you are. Because if you don't know how to yield to the Holy Spirit, and this supernatural mirror and how to apply the word and attend to the word, you can go to church all your life and never know who you are. You can die and don't know who you are. Don't know the power you got, the strength you got. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You attack. Your family attack. Your first thought should be, I'm going to wear this armor right today. I'm going to wear this breastplate of righteousness, right? I'm going to put on this helmet of salvation. I'm going to take this shield of faith and quench all this stuff. Man, it's so much. Now, look at the transfer. Here's the transfer. The ninth verse said, as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Now, you have to know this as a biblical student. There's a lot of distance between verse 9 and 10. There's a whole spiritual world between verse 9 and 10. Because now, all right, I'll show him, Lord. Go, hold your finger there. Go back to Jan. I'll show him. Right. Go back to Jan. Hang with me now. I'm looking for an explosive moment that this can drop in your spirit. Everything that hindering you. I want to, you remember that sword I saw?
Yes, sir.
Huh, that flaming sword? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Everything, listen to me, children, look up here. Everything that is hindering you, I want that sword to cut it today. Yes. Anybody with me?
Yes.
You have to know that sword can handle it.
Yes.
If you get enough revelation and enough understanding, you can stand that problem down. Are you following me? Tell the person next to you, you need to get a hold of the sword of the Spirit. That's where the maturity come in is. Is a believer who know how to look in the mirror, get instruction of how to use the sword. Write that down. Know how to look in the mirror, which is the word of God, get the right instruction to know how to use the sword of the Spirit. That mirror is a spiritual mirror, and when you look in it, it gives you instruction. It ministers to you. It gives you direction. It gives you insight. It gives you illumination. It gives you inspiration. It gives you an invitation. It gives you a visitation. It gives you a manifestation. It gives you a demonstration of something you've never seen before. Oh, you're so powerful. Oh, the church so powerful, she just don't know it. The reason I didn't take you in 1 Corinthians 2:10, I want you to look at the 25th verse in James 1. Let's connect. In a few minutes, I'm going to go to showing you some things the Lord showed me. I'm going to start rattling some things off that I want you to get in a few minutes. I feel the Holy Ghost. But you're a man and a woman in another mirror this morning. You've been looking in the world mirror long enough. You've been looking in religious mirror long enough. You've been looking in traditional mirrors long enough. You've been looking in that barely get by mirror long enough. It's time for promotion in the hearts of the people of God, that they may know who they are, what they have, what they can do. You're about to see your raw self. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Somebody this world have never seen before lives on the inside of you. You're special. Nobody like you. Once you see yourself in his mirror, you're going to know you're unique. Yeah, my goodness. In James 1:25. Now, here's another distance. Here's another switch. Here's John on the interstate, I-10. I'm on this back road here trying to get out. We're finna jump on I-10 here now. We're finna leave the natural mirror to look Talk to me. What kind of meal are we going into? Supernatural. Come on, everybody, all y'all say it. Because some of y'all come set you and just suck out and don't pay no attention. Come and pay your duties at the church. I want you to grow. That's a long distance. That's millions of miles between verse 24 and 25. Million of spiritual miles. Woo! See, you can't read the Bible verse after verse. Because all of a sudden there's a space between verses. You're about to go from one rim to another. You listen to me? To another rim. What I said? Yeah, you're moving from the natural to the supernatural. From the flesh to the spirit. Yeah, some of y'all, it ain't made no difference. Some of y'all say, huh, what? I don't know nothing about no rim me. Just like in 1 Corinthians 2, 9, and 10, you can't leave out of 9 and jump in 10. You can't leave out of verse 24 and jump in verse 25 without some instruction. They are not the same territory. They are not the same rim. They do not have the same ability. You need your spirit to go in verse 25. You need your spirit to go in verse 10 in 1 Corinthians 2. Did you hear me? You need the Holy Ghost escort. Watch what I'm saying. When the Bible starts changing on you. Leroy, the Bible starts changing on you. See, the Bible talk about the natural and the supernatural to compare. You have to know when the Bible have shifted out of the natural and gone into supernatural that your flesh can't go. Your senses can't go. Come on, girl. Your natural man can't go. You're a spirit. You have spiritual, supernatural right that nobody can stop because the anointing that's on your life is greater than anything that comes against you, so you're more powerful than anything. When you're operating in your spiritual right, say, tell somebody, I got spiritual right. Tell them. Tell them, you don't see all of me. Tell them, you really don't know me. I got power. The Holy Ghost lives on the inside of me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I look regular. I'm not regular, baby. I got contact, connection, covenant. I got somebody on the inside of me can make anything happen. Listen now, I want you to sit down. I want you to understand. Holy Ghost is really prominent to me. When you come out of that 24th verse, you're going to be in a whole new world in that 25th verse. You're going to be in a new mirror. You're going to see more. You're going to have more. You're going to be able to do more. See, a sinner can't go to the 25th verse. A carnal-minded Christian can't go to the 25th verse. You see what I'm saying, Doc? A carnal-minded Christian can't even comprehend the mirror has changed. And so the church, because of a lack of understanding, the church reading the Bible like It's the same thing happening in every verse. No, baby, something about to happen here in this next verse that blow the 24th verse out of the Bible. Wave your hand if you got any concept of what I'm talking about. See, just write down, baby. Maybe you don't understand. Just write down. It changed realm. It go from the natural to the supernatural, from the flesh to the spirit. And the Holy Ghost reminded me here that there also belong to you a thing called the glory world. That's the splendor and the presence of God wrapping his arm around you. You know what the Spirit told me to tell you now? You ready for this? You'll never be left out again. You heard that? You'll never be left out again. You'll be able to receive exactly what the Father had provided for you because you're about to learn how to see beyond what you see. All the ladies, I want all the ladies to say, I'm a woman in the mirror.
I'm a woman in the mirror.
I want all the men to say, I'm a man in the mirror.
I'm a man in the mirror.
And I'm changing mirror.
And I'm changing
mirror. Oh, my God, I feel something stirring in here. Huh? Huh? What about this revelation? I love it. God said in verse 24 and verse... he just told me that. See, now verse 25, there's millions of miles between them. Guess what he just told me? There's millions of miles of understanding and wisdom and knowledge between them. You didn't get it. You're walking into a brand new raptured understanding that will rapture you out of any circumstance that, oh my, any circumstance that in the natural, you about to get raptured out. You don't have to wait till Jesus come to have a rapture. When you get a revelation, you rapture right there. When we go to verse 25th, there should be a rapture. You should be caught up. You should be pulled out of any circumstance that don't agree with you. Are you hearing me? When you know how to shift rim, it looks like you're tied down. But you pull that lever, you shift rim, and you turn into another woman, turn into another man. I don't know, you're like Clark Kent going into the telephone booth. You went in as a man and you come out like a god. That's what's about to happen in these verses. 24, you're in the telephone booth. And 25, you put your new garment on and you got a long red tail hanging behind you. And you can leap through walls. Mighty crowd, man in the mirror, woman in the mirror. I know who I am. Let me tell you what the Spirit is saying. Huh? Huh? The Lord is about to wrap your life with favor like a flavor. You understand that statement? Huh? Your life will taste like favor from this day forward. Jesus Christ. Oh! I'll be walking in favor. I know how to wrap myself in favor. When you change that rim, you go to another flavor. You go to another favor. It's supernatural, I tell you. All right, Lord, help me. Help me. You're telling me all this. Help me. All right, look, sit down. You got 1 Corinthians 2, let's hold a 2-2. I'm staying Jan, but hold 1 Corinthians 2, I'm going to go back there. Because I don't like I'm going to get full. We've gone a long way, you know. Huh? Yeah, you know you're not just going to the next voice. Tell the point, I'm not just going to another voice here. I'm going to another universe. I'm going to a whole system. I'm about to switch system. I'm going to another world. From verse 24 to verse 25 is another world. You see that, John? It's powerful, isn't it? John? Who else in your name, John? We got two John right there. So in verse 24, he says, "For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." And that's easily done. That's where adulterers come from. Homosexuals come from. They forget because they looked in a natural mirror. And they didn't really see who they are. So they took upon what the world said they were. Can you see that? Huh? Temptation come and tell you you're going with me. You ain't got no choice. You ain't got no power. You in the natural. You follow what I'm saying? Come on now, I'm preaching pretty good here now. See, in that 24th verse, the way the devil take you out is because you really don't know who you are, so you take up on what he tell you you are. That's why all these people mixed up. How a man look in the mirror and see himself a woman? How a woman look in the mirror and see herself a man? She's looking in a natural mirror. It's Satan doing that. But when you switch world, go on the inside and let the Holy Ghost tell you who you are. Matter of fact, the Lord wanted me to ask you this. I'm trying to get back here, but Lord, what the devil telling you you can't have now? Who in here he telling you not going to be healed? You'll be on medicine all your life. Who in here? Who in here to quit looking for the healing? Who is it? Who in here got a case and the devil told you you're going to lose it? Your marriage not going to ever change. Your money not going to ever change. He's lying. Stop looking in this mirror. You know the devil in this first mirror? Matter of fact, if you don't watch it, the devil will be the author of this first mirror. Got feeling in this first mirror. Oh my goodness. Lord help me. So let's go into this other world. And the first word is, y'all with me? Who with me? First word is, and so the thing is now get your butt out the way. You remember that word, yeah. But whoso looketh, look what it called it, into. Don't, now it didn't say look at. A lot of times we're looking at the scriptures. No. Whoso? Jesus. This is an all-inclusive opportunity. I'm a whoso. You a whoso? So he's talking to who?
Me.
All right. Whoso looketh into the perfect, that's a statement there, boy, law of liberty. Perfect. Everybody said perfect law of liberty. Not just the law of liberty. It's perfect. You know why it's perfect? There's no liberty it cannot bring you into. Once you find that out, the next clause will be yours. Once you find out how good it is, how good the Lord is, and how kind the Lord is, and how the Lord will watch over you and keep you, you don't want to go back to verse 24. I think I'll continue on the interstate. You continue. You don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back just to that natural mirror. I glance at it. And continue therein, he, she, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Look what the last part of this verse, this all should be going on in your life. This man, this woman, so what? What do you mean by blessing his deed? What do you mean by blessing in his deed? What do you mean? Come on now, come here. What do you mean by blessing his deed? Huh? Whatever you do will turn into a blessing. I tell you right now, I got a strong word for you. Curses will turn into blessing. The thing is so powerful, it can turn a curse into a blessing. That's why nobody can't work nothing on me. The Bible says you can't curse who God has blessed. So you can burn all the juice you want, can read and everything else, and pour water and all that, all you want, and put some dye in it. But you can't curse whom the Lord has blessed. All right. So therefore, what I've just said to you, you're a blessed woman. I don't care what you're going through. Just look in the mirror. You're a blessed man. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop feeling sorry for what you have missed out on and getting what you're on now. Forget yesterday. Forget what you've been through. Right now, God talking to you. I'm about to do something for you fresh right now. Don't worry about what you missed. We're going to make up for it right now. You don't need no past blessing. God dug it. I'm about to bless you so much, you ain't going to have room for no more. Bless me right now. Forget your past. Forget how you missed it up. Forget how you made a mistake. Forget how you're mad at the wrong person. Forget it. Right now I'm about to do something for you. Fresh blessings are falling in this house. Right now. Grab it. Grab it. Fresh blessing is falling right now. Grab it. Take it to your house with you. Take it to your job. Take it to your business. Come here, son. Come here, boy. I want my anointing to be on you. Come here. I'm going to lay a hand on you. Come here. May a fresh anointing be on you to correct everything that needs to be corrected. You understand me? When I lay my hand on you, my anointing coming on you, going to correct, and grace and mercy going to be on the situation. I want to touch him while there's anointing on me. I want to touch him while there's anointing me. He's going through a little something, but mercy and grace going to take this place. That's what I'm talking about. Can't hardly take it, boy. Something going on up in here. Hey! Woo! The glory of God up in here. The glory of God in this place. You want the next word the Lord giving me? Huh? You don't have nothing to worry about. You heard that? You don't have nothing to worry about. When you're looking in this mirror, every answer, every power, every favor, every insight, every anointing, every connection, every breakdown. Look at somebody, tell them, I've been to church today. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. You want to mess with somebody else? I've been to church today. I heard from heaven. I've heard from my Father. I've heard from the Holy Ghost today. Don't mess with me. Not getting far. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2. Brashakata. Kararabasa. Shatatatata. Oh, you want me to tell you what he's saying? Stop being sorry for yourself. The last thing that happened to you was wrong is turning into a promotion this morning. Satan thought you had your trap. But I'm about to do a brand new thing in your life that you never seen before. Somebody shout. In 1 Corinthians 2, come on, I got to close. In 1 Corinthians 2, I come to Lisha. Kele la bashata. How many of God bless?
Hallelujah.
What?
Hallelujah.
Something going on in here. In the spirit realm. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. You may not know what it is. You're maturing. Got it? You're maturing. In the things of God. You're getting stronger. You're becoming more than a Bible carrier. The Bible gonna start carrying you. Now, let me show you this. I want you to go home understanding this. In 1 Corinthians 2, I want you, he said, you know, we said, but it's written, the night voice, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither ventured into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them. Now, before I read the second verse, which is a long distance between the two verses, I want to read another verse, verse 14. That's that man who can't look in that 25th verse of James 1. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually what? Spiritually what? Spiritually what? Open, seen, understood. I can put another dude in here. But the carnal man. Oh, my Lord. When you're a Christian and don't know how to walk in the Spirit, all you are is a con man. You're trying to con your way out of things because you don't really know what you're doing. You're quoting the Bible, but you're just a con man because you don't know you're in front of your carnal. And the devil says, when you, in your carnality, trying to quote the Bible, devil says, you trying to con me? You don't know this. See, we take scripture and trying to con the devil. He ain't falling for it. He know the scripture. He said, she don't know what she quoting. I got her. She don't know. She got 13 scriptures, don't know neither one of them. She thinks she's going to bluff me with this Bible that is not in her. She quoting these scriptures, but they never got inside of her. She's looking at them naturally. She's looking at the English and the punctuation. She never got the revelation. I'm going to smack her side of her head again. She really don't know. I'm going to make God look bad through her. Wave your hand at me and say, that's over. Said, apostle talking to me. I'm coming out of this thing, partner. Hey, if you got it, holler hallelujah. How many of y'all better off? Just them two mirrors, knowing how to handle it. See, the natural man can't. Now look at the 10th verse of 1 Corinthians 2. I got to try to find a jumping off place here. 1 Corinthians 2, 10. Don't act like you don't know where I am. Now that 25th verse in James is the same verse. James and Paul are locking hand right here. He says, but God, see that but again, get your butt out the way. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searches all things. Oh my God, look where I'm about to live now. Yeah, I don't want sin. Once you get over that. Nope. You don't look that good. No. I tell you what, put her in the mirror. She that fine, put her in the mirror. Put her in the mirror and look at her heart. See that Jezebel spirit. Put her in that mirror. Put in the mirror that word. You think she's so fine and so cute? Put her in the other mirror. She took many great men down. He looked that handsome to walk out on your husband? Put that dude in the mirror. Probably don't have a job, a house, or a car. You looking at his muscles. Sheet, you can't buy nothing but no muscles. I thought I'd throw that in. Now, let me tell you, write a few things down right quick. Well, write a few things down. I want you to write these things down. Why are we short on demonstration of the Spirit and power? Secondly, holiness, sanctification, pureness enable us to walk in the glory of God. We got to look in the mirror, right? Only, you listening? The word of God rightly divided, given the word the privilege to rightly divide you, can one fully walk and live in the presence of God. 2 Timothy 2:15, Hebrews 4 and 12, I'm not going to them, you're going to see both. When you rightly divide the word, then the word can rightly divide you. Then you can look in the mirror right. Mm-hmm. Mm. And John 15:3, because that's where you get clean up at. You need to be clean. You need to be holy. You need to be sanctified. You need to be pure. You need to respect yourself. I say respect yourself. Don't let anybody tell you anything. Don't let anybody be putting a hand on you. Respect yourself. God dog it. Have some dignity. Now listen to this now. Turn to John 5:39 quickly. Oh Lord, quickly. John 5:39. And I'm gonna make a statement. When you search the scriptures, you must always be looking for Jesus. He is the solution. The scripture is not the solution. When you search the scripture, that's why we don't search a lot of scripture, we never saw Jesus. He said, search the scripture, in them you think you have life, but they testify me, but you won't come to me. You won't stick with the scripture. The scriptures are a map. They are not your destiny. You heard that? The scripture is talking about somebody, not a group of words. The scripture is talking about a live person who was dead and rose on the third day. Declared, all power is in my hand. In heaven. Look at John 3:34. I'm closing. Look at John 3:34. I'm going to give you two more scriptures and I'm going to close. What y'all doing? Sleeping back there? I call another scripture out. John 3:34. Y'all done fell out? For he whom God has sent. Listen to this. Yes, speaketh the word of God. For God giveth. Now, when I finish reading, I'm about to tell you something now. Get ready for it, right? I'm going to read the script, but I'm about to tell you something. And you can't miss this. If you miss this, you're going to miss the whole service. For whom God hath sent, speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Yes, you ready? He's not only talking about Jesus. He's talking about you. Y'all didn't get it? You didn't get it? So turn to John 7 now, 37, because you didn't get it. You didn't get it. You don't understand what I'm talking about. God have provided for you to speak the word and have the Spirit without measure. You're trying to run your cup over without the Spirit running over. It is the Spirit that run your cup over. It is the Spirit that leads you in green pasture. It's the spirit that prepare a table in the presence of your enemy. It is the spirit that nut your head with all. It is the spirit that caused goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life. You have to know that you have the spirit without measure. You'll never run out. Look at John 7, 37, 38, and 39. Read. Ho, ho, ho. How thirsty are you? How thirsty are you? How hungry are you? What occupied the first place in your life?
Come on, sir.
Who turned you on?
Jesus is good.
Who is the dream of your life? Who is the lover of your soul?
Come on, sir. Come on.
Who you spend more time with? Beyonce or Jesus? What's your favorite program on TV? Do your favorite program is greater than your favorite scripture? Do you love your business more than you love God? Do you love your children more than you love God? Everybody stand up. Listen to this. Spirit of God just told me, listen. Between verse 24 and 25, there's no calibration that can measure it. Miles, feet, inches. Spirit of God, between verse 24 and 25, there's no calibration that can measure. That's how far it is apart. It's not worldly measurement. It's supernaturally separated. So it has infinitum distance. Now just think about that a minute. Let's just think about that a minute now. Is it that far apart? And he's going to carry me that far? You see what I'm saying? It's going to change my life that much? Absolutely. It'll change your life that much. Just be here next Sunday. Let me take your father in it. But that's your life. You look back and you won't even know yourself. Or the other person will be too far for you to see him. You know, the one was failing. One saying, I'm not going to make it. Once you get another, they're going to be too far back there to even see them. You didn't get it. You don't know what happened to you. You moved out of one world into another world. You moved out of one dimension into another dimension. You have learned, or you're learning how to look into the divine mirror and see the real you. Go ahead, son. Whoa.